Reading two new books on LGBTQ identity gave me pause to reflect on the fact that identity is an ongoing issue for us all. Perhaps this is particularly true as the mainstream ways to assimilate us. A positive view of LGBTQ, Embracing Identity and Cultural Well-Being, by Ellen D.B. Riegel and Sharon S. Rostowski, Roman and Littlefield, 2012, talks about the unique strengths that being LGBTQ can engender, including looking at relationships differently, having compassion for other oppressed groups based on our own outsider status, and using the introspection that comes from the necessary self-understanding about your sexual orientation or gender identification to be true to yourself in all ways. A 57-year-old trans woman from Arizona says, "The transition in crossing genders was a spiritual adventure to me. Facing all the fears that are there, such as losing one's job, losing friends, losing finances, and one's home, was very fearful. Facing these fears and realizing I was willing to lose all these things to be myself was a sacred and spiritual experience. To walk through the possibilities of losing everything gave me an understanding of what the Buddhists call attachments to desire. And when I lost these attachments, it felt as though I had entered a new world where everything is possible and magic is all around." Living Out Ism, Voices of Gay, Lesbian, and Transgender Muslims by Scott Siraj Alhaq Kugel, New York University Press, 2014, examines the lives of Muslim LGBTQ people who live in democratic countries such as the United Kingdom, Canada, the Netherlands, and the United States, where it is safe to be out and to be activists. The book emphasizes that a key tenet of the Muslim religion is to protect the vulnerable and help the downtrodden. The book is based on interviews designed to capture something of the unique personality of the activists interviewed while highlighting themes that many have in common. All those interviewed have a very strong relationship to their faith. One lesbian recounts her struggle with getting her family to see the situation as she did. "I didn't see any contradiction between my being Muslim and my being a lesbian. Islam is a loving faith. It is accepting of diversity and is about justice. My faith has always kept me going." While living out Islam will be of most interest to Muslim people who are LGBTQ, it also serves as a helpful resource for their families and friends, as well as for those in the non-Muslim LGBTQ community who want to better understand and empathize. Reading these two books back-to-back reminded me that identity is almost always multi-layered, and at the same time fragile. It's important to remember who we are. This is Janet Mason with commentary on queer life and literature for This Way Out.